Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Everything can change in an instant. I know that on some level. But there's a routine to each day that can lull me into forgetting that everything can change in an instant. A very good friend passed away suddenly last week. Ken Meese was a former colleague and a longtime friend. Fellow commentator Dan Price honored Ken on his community comment last week. I had lunch with Ken 2 weeks ago. His Parkinson's disease was a problem, but I was most impressed by his zest for life. He decided to learn more about quantum physics, so he launched into a class that excited him. He decided to memorize the names of the Egyptian pharaohs, in order, ranked by dynasty. He was researching Shakespeare, using Facebook to connect with like-minded people, making new friends, and renewing old friendships. Then he was gone, died suddenly at home. Our monthly lunch or dinner meetings are over, and Ken is off learning about other cosmic mysteries. He's been inspirational to me to be a better listener, never stop learning no matter your age, read more, make new friends. I miss him, but I don't have regrets because I did stay in touch. Everything can change in an instant. This week, 68 people at a local healthcare system were laid off. This happened to me 6 years ago, and I can relate to the turmoil caused by the loss of a job. I found losing my job both terrifying and liberating. It made me grateful that I'm fortunate enough to have internal and external resources to bring to bear on the situation. I had to be resourceful, diligent, focused. I had to deal constantly with the rejection that is inherent in looking for work, yet stay optimistic. I had to use my support group of family and friends and business contacts. I was not seeking to reinvent myself in my 50s, but in an instant I had no choice. I'm better for it, but I don't recommend it as a growth opportunity. Everything can change in an instant. A year ago, Japan experienced the destruction of a huge earthquake and the resulting tsunami, and the western United States experienced a tsunami hours later. 1 minute, life is going along smoothly, and an instant later, nature changes all of that. I considered this during the tsunami drill yesterday morning. Chances are some of you participated in the drill and you put some thought and some action into tsunami preparation. But chances are most of you did not, and perhaps even viewed it as an inconvenience. Earthquakes and tsunamis do not give warnings, like hurricanes and tornadoes. When this happens, you'll be glad that you put some thought and preparation in place. Check out the new detailed tsunami maps. You might be surprised. My home and my place of work are both outside of the tsunami threat zone. The roads connecting the two, however, are not. An actual tsunami would present a real problem for me, and I'm prepared as best as possible with appropriate supplies at home, at work, and in my car, because everything could change in an instant. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.